Boker Tov Raboisai. Good Shabbos. Erev Shabbat Shalom. Tizkur l'shanim rabot na'imot v'tovot. So, this coming Shabbat is a little bit different than usual. I'm going to try to point it out. Not such a bishma kamaisa. So like this. Bekitzer, there's a lot of minhagim on Shabbat Chazon that are different than the rest of the year, and this year especially, because Shabbat Chazon is not only Shabbat Chazon this year, the Shabbat preceding Tisha B'Av, it's actually Shabbat of Tisha B'Av, which makes everything more complicated. There's a lot of different minhagim also, so let me tell you some of them. And every Aida, kulam ve'amech kulam tzaddikim, everybody's minhag, akol v'seder, and you do what you have to do. There's a Rama in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph that brings down that on Shabbat Chazon, it was not in everywhere in Ashkenaz, but there were some places in Ashkenaz where they had minhag to wear bigde chol on Shabbat Chazon. Anyway, in commemoration of the Avilut of Shabbat Chazon, the Haftarah of this week, Chazon, that's why it's called Shabbat Chazon, Chazon Yishayah ben Amotz, is especially depressing. It's a very, very harsh rebuke and death and destruction for Am Yisrael. It's a very, very terrible thing. Mikol Makom, the minhag is not that way, but just to show you that this Shabbat historically has always been a time of putting things in perspective. Even though it's Shabbat, and even though there's no minhagei avilut on Shabbat, but Shabbat Chazon. So, even Ashkenazim, by the way, don't have such a minhag. Ashkenazim today, this coming Shabbat, going big day Shabbat, everything besidu. Now, there are some differences between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, Shkoyach, this coming Shabbat. Oh, there's a good one. Which is, according to Ashkenazim, even though, right, not only because Shabbat Chazon, but Shabbat of Tisha B'Av, L'da'at HaRama, this evening, just like during Shabbat of a regular Shiv'at Yemei Avilut, Avilut is noheg b'dvarim shel tzin'ah on during Avilut. Yeah, the halacha is that although there's no public displays of Avilut on Shabbat, but private Avilut does apply on Shabbat. That's why in the privacy of a person's home, let's say an Avil goes to shul on Shabbat, b'seder, wears bigdei Shabbat, yes. Wears leather shoes, yes. Comes home, he's got to take it off. Got to take off his leather shoes on Shabbat. On regular, I'm talking about Avil. Shabbat, during his Avilut, during the Shiva, he's got to come home, take off the leather shoes. Why? Because that's already b'tzina'ah. It's already, and also more notably of which, d'varim shebitzina'ah, tashmi shamita, asur, because it's d'varim shebitzina'ah. The Rama says because of that, b'lin Shabbat, of Tisha B'Av, which is tonight, besides for Lel Tevila. That's it. Aval, that's for married people, just trying to put things in perspective here. Da'at manan lo kacha. Da'at manan, ma pitom. Shabbat to Shabbat. Don't tell me dvarim shel tzina'ah of Avilut, because the Gemara says, Avilut yeshana is less severe than Avilut chadasha, which means the Avilut is, omek de cheshbon, I'll tell you in a minute, but obviously the mourning for the Beit HaMikdash is older, it's less intense for most people than the Avilut, than a new personal Avilut. So over there, you can't bring it ayah, L'da'at Maran mutal. Also, tomorrow, Da'at HaRama is that once Chatzot HaYom hits tomorrow, which is about 1 p.m., you're limited to the kinds of Talmud Torah that you can do on Tisha B'Av only. Tomorrow at Chatzot, even Be'itzomo Shel Yom Shabbat. Rama. Minhag Ashkenaz. The Rama says, for instance, yeah, there's one day of the year that throws off Daf HaYomi. Tisha B'Av. Throws it off. Yeah, so over there, Ashkenazim, they want to do Daf HaYomi. You can't do Daf on Sunday. Not only that, according to the Rama, you wouldn't be able to do the Daf. Only Tisha B'Av stuff. What can you learn Tisha B'Av? Tell me some things. Navi Yirmiyah. Navi Yev Echa. Yov. The bad things in Yeshayah. Then you have the stories in Masechet Gittin, from Daf Nun Het to Daf Nun Chet. Then you have the third perek of Masechet, Mu'ayt Katan, Ve'ilu Megalechim, Bina Avilut, Midrashim of Echa, all these things that that revolve around the Qurban. People think that on Tisha B'Av, it's Asur to learn Torah. That's fake news. Okay? That's Ta'ut. Lo nachon. Tisha B'Av is Chayav B'Talmud Torah like any other day of the year. Just what? On B'Av, you're limited to only certain portions of the Torah. Whereas any other day of the year, you're unlimited in what you can learn. At Tisha B'Av, you can only learn certain things. But people say, no Torah, yeah, NTT, no Torah Tisha B'Av, in Torah Bichlal. So they, right, Mikey, what was the minag? They go to watch a sad movie instead. Tikshut. Huh? Is it Tikshut? Mamash. Is it lo nachon? Pashut lo nachon. Yeah, Elama, person must learn Torah, just what? Stick to the text. Anything that's in the tefillah is mutar. Reading Tehillim, b'derech tefillah u'bakasha v'tachanunim is mutar. We do that on Tisha B'Av, mutar. On Shabbat, gam ken mutar. That's all minhag ha'rama. Da'at Maran ha'shulchan aruch lo kacha. Da'at Maran, you can learn regular, until shkia'at tomorrow. Anything you want. Da'at Maran. Now, it's minhag ha'sfaradim. With regards to Seuda Shlishit tomorrow, which for all intents and purposes, in general, the last meal before Tisha B'Av, is a very sad one, and it's severely limited as well. It's called Seudah Mapseket. You can't have Shnei Tavshilin, you have to sit on the ground, you can't make Zimun, and all sorts of different things. Shabbat, lo kacha. Mara says Meforash. And Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbat, the halacha is Ma'ale Adam al Shulchano, ki Seudat Shlomo B'Sha'ato. You're allowed to eat, you're allowed to partake of the Seudah, meat and wine, and just like Shlomo HaMelech would serve. The question the Rishonim had to understand this Mara. Does that mean it's permissible, but it's better not to? Or does it mean it's perfectly acceptable and there's no reason to abstain from it? But look at the Rishonim. That Manan in the Bet Yosef is that it's completely acceptable, it's perfectly acceptable. No reason to abstain from meat and wine during Seuda Shlishit, even though, when was the last time you had meat and wine at Seuda Shlishit? Never, but for most people it's, you know, especially for Jews who are afraid, they have meat phobia, right? We've spoken about this phobia before. So everybody wants to be there on Motzei Shabbat. Who's that? Aval ma? This Shabbat, the person wants b'sa'udah shlishit, tit basar, especially now, basar is something that gives koach. Right? It's supposed to eat, by the way, things. By sa'udah shlishit, they give you koach. Meat gives you koach. It's protein. Carbs. But try not to eat simple carbs. White rice, white pastas, those things drain you out. You know the difference between simple carbs and complex carbs? Simple carbs, what happens is any carbohydrates, pasta, rice, potatoes, sugars, the body takes all of these things and immediately turns them into starches. Starches, what they do is that they enter your blood and it spikes your blood sugar. What happens is that's why if you eat sugars or carbs, you get an immediate rush, you see a boost of energy. But what happens afterwards is that the body, the mitochondria in the cells, used up the energy from simple carbs very quickly, and then your body crashes. Then you're done. No good. Elama, try to eat complex carbs. Instead of white, take brown rice. Instead of white pasta, brown pasta. Things that are a little bit, you know, harder, the body takes longer to break it down, so you don't have that crash. So that's for a different time. Eat things that are rich in healthy fats, avocados, or things of that nature that has fat in it, but it's healthy fat, also sustains the body. So, we have to make another dietary shear. People in this generation don't know how to eat. You should know. I didn't used to be like this. I didn't used to be such a healthy person. Look, it's not only a thing, you know, today everybody wants to be healthy and foodie. And look at the Rambam, Forash, and put the oath. The Rambam says, Forash, all the halachot of how to eat, what to eat, when to eat it. Forash. The Rambam has a promise at the end of Hilchot De'ot, where he speaks about all of those dinim. He says that if a person says, first of all, remember, the Rambam writes that 99 out of 100 illnesses are food related. Rambam Forash. 99 out of 100 illnesses in this world are food related. That's the way it works. And the Rambam says, you follow me, you follow my diet, you follow the guidelines. He says, take responsibility that you won't ever be sick. Back to Tisha B'Av, it's mutar to do that. So, you want to sing Shire Shabbat by Seuda Shlishit, it's mutar. But what? A little bit toned down. Oh, laughing and cackling and stuff like that, that person would usually, it's got to be a little bit more toned down than usual. Also, Maran Achida in Birkei Yosef, Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, writes that although there's no avilut according to the Shulchan Aruch at all this coming Shabbat, but a person should not be mitayel berchov after Chatzot this week. After Chatzot, you go to Davmina, you go to Shul, come back, whatever, but don't take leisurely strolls around the neighborhood, it's not matin. Huh? No, that's even Poskei Sfarad. Maran doesn't say it, but the Beis Yosef says, if you need a little walk just to help you digest, well, that's mutar. But to take like a leisurely stroll as you would, to go to the park, inappropriate this coming Shabbat after Chatzot. Now, when you come to Leil Tisha B'Av, in general, there's five categories of abstinence on Tisha B'Av. Maran says, in Masechet Ta'anit, Mishnah, Achila Ushtia, Sicha, Rechitza, Na'ilat Asandal, Tashmish Amita. Eating and drinking, rubbing oneself with lotions, bathing, wearing leather shoes, and marital relations, all of which are Asur on Tisha B'Av as they are on Yom Kippurim. In general, on a regular year, all of these things would take effect at Shkia, at sunset of Tisha B'Av. Now this year, all of them, besides for one, do take effect at Shkia. You got to be done eating by Shkia. Tomorrow is about 8 o'clock-ish, give or take. Got to be done Yusuf Dash Nishik. No more washing, no more bathing. But in terms of Neilat HaSandal, if you happen to be wearing leather shoes at home and you're still probably wearing your Shabbat clothes, you don't take them off right away at Shkia because that's considered a little bit of a bizayon to Shabbat. Why? Because by Shabbat, you have to be Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh. Over here, if you're not wearing leather shoes, you can't put them on because that's actively. But if I happen to be wearing leather shoes and I'm wearing my Shabbat clothes, so for me to take it, I'm not doing anything asur on Tisha B'Av. I entered it like this. It's passive. Therefore, the Chachamim said, don't take it off right away. The Rama, in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, he says, when do you take off your shoes? When the Chazan starts Barichu. Yeah, which means that people would walk to shul, and they would come with leather shoes, they would come with their non-leather shoes as well. As soon as the Chazan said Barichu in Bet HaKnesset for Arvit, that ushers in the Laila, they would take off, they would switch the leather shoes for the non-leather. Nowadays, Maran Zechon Bracha says, a better way to do it is like this. You wait approximately 20 minutes, half an hour after Shkia. At that point already, you consider it set to kohavim, not for melacha, not for work, but for to take off your shoes. Is first say, Baruch HaMavdi Ben Kodesh L'Chol. You say those five words, take off your Shabbat clothes, you take off your leather shoes if you happen to be wearing them, and then change. Some people, when Tisha B'Av falls on Motzei Shabbat, they come to shul in their Shabbat clothes. It's inappropriate. You don't come to shul in Shabbat clothes. Hello?
Huh?
White shirt is fine.
Change your suit.
I'm going to get to that and say that's fine. A white shirt is a white shirt. A white shirt is big dechol for many people at least. You know what I'm saying? I wear a white shirt during the week. But what? But if I'm wearing a nice Shabbat suit, I'm going to take it off. I'm going to take it off and put on whatever, either a plain suit or whatever it is that you usually wear during the week. Now, very important. This past week, we had a freebie, at least for Sfaradim. Laundry, wearing freshly laundered, Hakol Beseder, right? This past week, Nidat Maran. But on Tisha B'Av itself, people make a mistake. You can't wear fresh clothes on Tisha B'Av Zasur. You got to prepare your clothes for Motzei Shabbat and Sunday from today. You may, but Aitzah Tova, Rabotai, Aitzah Tova. You're wearing clothes now. You're wearing clothes. Take them off. If they're filthy, okay, it's a different story. But if they're not, Aitzah Tova, instead of putting in the laundry, put it on the side, hang it up, save it for Motzei Shabbat and Sunday. Wear the same clothes that you're wearing now on Tisha B'Av. It's already worn. Kacha. Yeah? Now. Huh?
The socks as well?
Socks is big. So you're allowed to wear fresh socks. Or if you need a new pair of underwear, undershirts, a mutal. Because that gets very, especially in the heat, it's very hot, gets sweaty, whatever. Huh? It's filthy. Tzitzit, wear regular talit katan.
If someone doesn't usually wear a white shirt during the week, Should you wear a white shirt at Shabbat still, or is it better to wear usually someone wears a shirt like that?
Are you asking me to tell you that it's a suit to wear a white shirt? Is that what you want to tell you?
No, I don't know what's the best thing. What's the best thing to do? If you're going to be showing more kabod than you would be doing regularly.
Yeah, you should not. That's what I told you.
What if you're going to stand out though?
What?
Never wear a white shirt. I mean.
What?
In general, Shabbat, everyone's wearing a white shirt, though, huh?
Ma piton. Tisha B'Av is a regular week, then. That's what I told you. It's a tova. The shoes, before you go take your Shabbat shower today, take off your clothes, put it on the side, from Motzei Shabbat and Sunday. That's what you do. Kaha. Now, if you need to prepare more on Shabbat, said. Now, back to the Seuda Shlishit. So over there, that's what you do on Motzei Shabbat. By the way, if there are fasting pills out there. No fasting pills? I guess extended release.
Caffeine,
Tylenol, Advil, and Yodama. Don't show me. Bekitzur, mutar to take on Shabbat. It's not a problem of bechana. Obviously, you shouldn't be saying Hashem Yehud that I'm taking this in order to fast on Shabbat. No, bechana. Don't say
that.
It's not a refuah. Only kicking in later. It's extended release. Yeah. Mikol makom ze mutar. Yes. Huh? Tylenol preemptively is mutar. Not only that, even not prophylactically. Manas bechana. Chazon avadia. Shabbat chelik gimel holds that you're allowed to take Tylenol Advil even for an existing headache on Shabbat or other body pain, because he holds it's not a refuah. It only masks the pain. It's a, you know what?
Wait,
1 second. Tylenol, you know what the active ingredient in Tylenol is? Acetaminophen. Advil, Motrin is ibuprofen. They're both, they work in different ways a little bit, but what they are is it's an analgesic. You know what an analgesic is? What it does is, Rob would be proud. Anyway, Bekitzur says, in your brain, how do you feel pain? Why do you feel pain in your head? Why do you feel pain in your body?
You don't start fighting.
Oh, there's nothing really here, but what? There's something in your mind called neurotransmitters. It starts transmitting signals to the brain that this part of the body hurts. These things mask, they block the neurotransmitters, so it can't transmit feelings of pain. That's what people think. You take Tylenol. Oh, wow. It healed my headache. Tylenol doesn't heal headaches. Neither does Advil. You know what it does? Takes the edge off. You don't feel the pain. You know what heals headaches? Time. Kadosh Baruch Hu, time passes. The blood vessels in the head, they dilate. So the blood goes pumping through. You have a headache. They open up a little bit more. I'm sorry. They constrict and then they dilate again. It starts flowing. Now, so it's mutar. Say Shabbat. After you change into your clothes, don't forget not to do melacha at that time. You have to wait until at least whatever you do during the rest of the year. If you do Gionim, approximately 40 minutes after Shkiah. If you do Rabbi Matam, 72 minutes. Some people are going to drive to shul. Some people are going to walk to shul. Isha Yashar Be'enav Yaseh. But don't forget, by Arvit Motzei Shabbat, everybody's coming. There's obviously a special order of tefillah during the tefillot of Motzei Shabbat as follows. First of all, the first, there's Shirat HaAzino. Before all these things are extra, it's good to say, but when you get to the Amidah of Lel Tish Abba, they're different. I mean, Hagim, you know, there's a special addition, besides for Anen, in the Tefillah of Tish Abba, it's called Nachem. If you look in Tishkon B'toch Yerushalayim, there's a piece over there that says, on Tish Abba, Versach, yeah? It says, Nachem, Hashem Lokenu, et Avele Tzion, et Avele Yerushalayim. There's two different minhagim, when to say it, Shniyah. According to Maran HaShulchan Aruch in the Bet Yosef, he says that the minhag is to say it only by mincha of Tisha B'Av. So, not shachar, not arvit, not shacharit. That's Ashkenazim and many Sfaradim also. That's minhag of Maran. Minhag Yerushalayim, which was minhag of Maran Zechon Arvacha, Maran Chacham Avadia, was to insert Nachem in all three tefillot of Tisha B'Av. Arvit, shacharit, mincha. Either which way, Akol Besed. Yeah, two very legitimate minhagim. There you go. And he says, that's what, Anenu though, we never say, besides for Tisha B'Av, there's no fast day that we say Anenu by Tfilat Arvit, besides for Tisha B'Av. So don't forget that. Now, there is no Havdalah this coming Motzei Shabbat. On a year when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbat, there's a three-way machloket rishonim, what to do with Havdalah. The Geonim hold, Havdalah is postponed until Motza'e Tish'a B'Av, Ya'ani, Sunday night. The Ramban, the Rivan holds that Havdalah is done on Motza'e Shabbat proper, and you just give the wine to drink to somebody who's not fasting, the kid, the chole, whatever. The Ramban holds, very interesting, but Yosef brings him down, Siman Tavkuf Mundalet, he says that on Motza'e Shabbat, Tish'a B'Av, Ramban holds, you know, the Gemara says, in Masechet Brachot, how Havdalah evolved. Originally, Am Yisrael, the Chachamim Mutaken, to say only Atachon Antanu Batfila. Then what happens? They got, because they were poor. Then what? They got rich. When Am Yisrael had money to buy wine, they said, you know what? Make Abdallah on Kosiyayim. When they were poor, the Chachamim said, only Atachon Antanu. The Ramban says, Belin Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzei Shabbat, we're all considered poor. And you go back to the original Takanat Chachamim of only Abdallah Batfila, v'lo Alakos. Kach Da'at Ramban. Nevertheless, Marana Bet Yosef Paskins, like the Geonim, not like the Ramban, says, yes, we do make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av, Shchal Yod B'Shabbat, not on Motzei Shabbat, Ela, the Motzei, after the fast is over. Now, that doesn't mean there's certain brachot that can only be made on Motzei Shabbat. What's that? Mora'esh. Mora'esh can only make a Motzei Shabbat. Plus, the fact that Ravad, Rabbeinu Abraham Abedin, Ba'al Sefer HaYishkol, not Ravad, Ba'al HaSagot on the Rambam, Ravad HaSheni, Ravad HaRishon, Slicha, Rabbeinu Abraham Abedin.
Ba'al
HaTosfot? Not Ba'al HaTosfot. No, that's somebody else. No. So he says, Ba'al Sefer HaYishkol, it's inappropriate to benefit from light, from fire, which is light, before you make the bracha. So the minhag is that this coming Motzei Shabbat, after Tfilat HaAmidah, the Kaal sits down to read Megillat Echa. Before Megillat Echa, they turn off the lights, they light a Havdalah candle, make Baruch Atah Hashem Mekonu Ha'olam, Borei Me'orei HaEsh. No Havdalah, just that bracha, pass around the candle to the shul. Everybody does that. For those people who don't come to shul, men, women, lo mishaneh, whoever's staying home, you make the bracha, Borei Me'orei HaEsh, at home, yourself. Not the rest of Havdalah, Krum, just that. Now,
someone will call
the shul.
Should they do first at home or do it in the shul?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. Either if Shabbat is over, do it at home. But if you're going to... No, it's because it's not a bikat mitzvah. So now, Rabotai, listen carefully. That's with regards to that. Leil Tisha B'Av. Okay, after the tefillot and the kinot, obviously, when you go home, there's different minhagim, whether to say Alim Shabbat or not. A lot of things with Tisha B'Av, like I told you, are very, very minhag based. So each to each his own. When you finish the tefillah, you don't wish anybody a good night. You don't wish anybody shalom, shavua tov, klum. You just get up and walk out. Because she'elat shalom, greeting people is a sunnah Tisha B'Av. There's certain people who don't know. Shulchan Aruch says that if a person comes over, hey, how you doing? What's going on? I don't know, Tisha B'Av, ya chamor. He says, well, what's easy fast to be said. That's not she'elat shalom. But sometimes people don't have. Somebody tells you she'elat shalom, meshivim lo b'sefer afam. You tell him, he comes over to you, say, hey, how you doing? He says, kol tov. Yeah, so that's with regards to that. Now, listen carefully. When you go to sleep on Tisha B'Av, I mean, I'm not going to go into all the hakot because most people are not married here, but mekol makom, listen carefully. It's customary to sleep a little bit less comfortably b'leil Tisha B'Av than a person would during the rest of the year. Kadmonenu, they had a minhag to sleep on rocks or to put rocks under the pillows. It's very hard for people today. We're all a bunch of wusses. So most people would not do that, but try as much as possible to sleep a little bit less comfortably. If you usually sleep with two pillows, maybe take one away. If you usually, maybe turn the air conditioner a little bit higher. So not... Many people, many geonim, slept on the floor. Mamash kacha, ala aretz, ala afar. To try to feel the shechina. Kadosh Baruch Hu shechina is mitgolel ba'afar. Feel it one night a year. Feel. If you're not up to that, at least sleep a little bit less comfortably. For those who are married, the only thing that's asur on Tisha B'Av is tashmish amita. All of the other achakot are mutar. You let it pass. You let it touch. Aval ma, da'at manan shulchan aruch is that since tashmish amita is muta, is asur on Tisha B'Av, so it's preferable, although not asur, but just as a good gader, to sleep in different beds, as a person would during Yemei Tum'ah, so as not to be in a situation where, a person would be tested with this isur, but all other al-chakot, it's not like Yom Kippur that the al-chakot are in effect, al-chakot are not in effect on Tisha B'Av. So, Rabotai, you're up to Tisha B'Av morning. Huh? In. Only Le'a. Rachel in. Because Tisha B'Av, it's very... I'm going to talk about this Bezat Hashem on Sunday. I have a shir, whatever. I don't know what time. 5:30. So, Tisha B'Av is a very, very paradoxical day. Because it's the worst day of the year for Am Yisrael, but it's also, there are certain things on Tisha B'Av. For instance, Tisha B'Av, you ever notice that there's no Tachanun? There's Yishem. There's no Tikkun Chatzot on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because Poskim say, based on the Pasuk in Echa, Kara Alay Mo'ed, Yishbor Bachurai, Mo'ed, that Tisha B'Av is considered a little bit of a Mo'ed, even though now it's Yom Evel, but it's earmarked as a day of Simcha. Kol Makom, it's a little bit confusing things. Now, on the morning of Tisha B'Av, before we get to the morning, excuse me. There are those who are patur from fasting every Tisha B'Av. Chole. I'm not going to get into all of the I guess, definitions of what a chole is al pi halacha, but a chole is always patur. Chole, chola. In general, any other tisha be'av, although me'oberot u'minikot, pregnant and nursing women, are usually exempt from all other fasts besides for tisha be'av and Yom Kippurim, which they're obligated to fast. This year, Manan Zechon Baruchah, Yibayom Rechilakei, Manan is a tshuva saying that when tisha be'av is nidcha, there's a special halachic permissibility. Ashkenazim don't buy it. But at least for Sfaradim, the halacha is that pregnant and nursing women do not need to fast this tisha be'av. Because nidcha. No. No. Because they're completely patur, the chachamim won't go zero. Now, here's that one second. Pregnancy, lefi halacha, is determined by after the first trimester, which means after the first 3 months of pregnancy. Nursing over here is not like other fasts that were mekayin within 2 years. Nursing means nursing, actively nursing. Now, that being said, there's a question, a woman, let's say, most pregnant, nursing, and even ill people won't need to be eating or drinking on Lil Tisha B'Av because they just finished a huge Suda Shlishit. And, you know, by the way, sleep is the poor man's food. What do you do if you're fasting? You go to sleep, yeah. If you can't eat, you can't drink, go to sleep. Most people are not going to be sitting down to have there's a very interesting question I found in the postgame. For those, Mikey, listening to this, a person who's not fasting on Tisha B'Av, pregnant, nursing, chole, lom shamin, should he have Suda Rabi'it this coming Motzei Shabbat? He's patur from the fast. Is there an inyan? Is there a chiyuv of Suda Rabi'it for such a person? No. Agon Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zichron Rav Racha, was asked this question. It was mistapek. He says, I don't know. Maran Zichron Rav Racha says, Beferushnat. Beferushnat. There's no takana of Suda Rabi'it on a year that has Tisha B'Av falling out on Motzei Shabbat. Tot Lam Shani. When should they do Abdallah? Maran Zichron Rechaim Chavidat said originally that they should wait until Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon before they break the fast. But in Chazon Avadia, Arba Taniot Amud Shinun says Meforash, he changes his mind, he says no nachon. He has a more analytical reading of the Knesset HaGdolah where he brings Tzalacha from, and he says Behemet, pregnant, nursing women, ill people who are patur from the fast, they're completely patur. The Chachamim never put the chiyuv on them to fast at all. And therefore, they should make Havdalah immediately on Motzei Shabbat. They don't have to fast. They shouldn't necessarily go and eat now, but just to drink the wine for the mitzvah of Havdalah. The mitzvah of Havdalah dictates you make Havdalah immediately on Motzei Shabbat. And they'll make it, since they're making Motzei Shabbat, they'll do yain. No besamim, because no besamim at all on Tisha B'Av. You can't smell besamim on Tisha B'Av because you can't make yourself glad. Ne'er ve'amabdil min kodesh l'chol. Now, when they're doing that on Motzei Shabbat, or if they want to do it on Sunday, whenever, b'seder gam, if there's other members of the household that are still fasting, the people who are making Abdallah can be Motzi, those other people as well, in which case you won't have to do the Abdallah again on Motzei Tisha B'Av on Sunday. Yeah, it's a shalom. Absolutely not. That's the Da'at Rama, Minag Ashkenaz, Da'at Maran, Meforash, Siman, Resh Tzaditet, Maran says Meforash, that women are just as equally Chayav in Kiddush Ve'Abdala as men. And therefore, the Da'at Maran, nothing to worry about. You take a woman, and she says, now here's the thing. There are women, let's say a pregnant nursing woman or a chole, that don't know how to make Abdala. And they want to eat, but they just don't know how to make Abdala on their own. What do you do then? They're not allowed to eat without Abdallah, it's asur. So what do? You can make Abdallah for them. Obviously, if you're fasting, you can't drink it. As Matase, you make Abdallah for them, you say the text, and then give them the wine to drink, or give a kid the wine to drink, in which case you'll all be Yotzei Mitzvah Abdallah. Now, one second. One moment, go ahead.
Why don't we push off Sudar Aviv and we push off Abdallah?
Because it's already not Sudar Aviv, it's over. Abdallah is something that you can't, Abdallah continues until Tuesday. On? Because it's something that you must do. So that means it's davka Motzei Shabbat.
Regarding
the Havdalah,
if you're making for someone else, you see that gap in an injury, or they make that gap?
So again, if they know how to make a gefin, then they probably should be making the rest of the thing also. If they don't, these people for sure don't know how to read. Yes, which kind of? So over there, you read for them. Or let's say they don't read the digduk. So you want to read for them the digduk, nahon? Yeah. So over there, you make the you make the Abdana for them, and then they can drink. Akol Beseder. Next Shaila.
Should have wine on
Shabbat? But die. Some poskim say, no, no wine in Shabbat. Only Abdana on beer. Manan Zichron Berachah says, lo nachon, taut. Why? Because when you're making Havdalah on wine, you're not drinking the wine for pleasure. Why are you drinking the wine of the grape juice? That's mitzvah Havdalah. You're doing it l'shem ha-mitzvah. The Chachamim originally mitaken Havdalah al kos yayin. So you're doing it in order to fulfill the mitzvah, therefore it's completely permissible in this case. Not the shur.
One side point. Is
Seuda Revit is a chova for Jews. Chova. Chova. Now what needs to be eaten at Seuda Revit? That's a totally different sipur that we spoke about. We spoke about already, but whether it's hamotzi or mizanot, whatever, but Seuda Revit is chova. Yeah, especially if you want to get up at Tchiyat HaMetim. That's it's a totally different story altogether. The Mishnah brings down that the loose bone, right, is or it's called either naskoi or loose, is strengthened through Seuda Revit. What are you saying?
You have the
Neshama Yitera still there. Neshama Yitera leaves, and the point is, Motzei Shabbat, the Neshama Yitera always leaves. It's not waiting for the Besamim to leave. It's gone. Usually, Motzei Shabbat, Chachamim Mutaken Besamim in order to assuage, to comfort the regular Neshama, because now it's lonely. Aval ma, Tisha B'Av, the Chachamim said, don't comfort nothing. We want you to feel lonely. We want you to feel like... Kacha, what are you saying?
A lot of times, before people bring around like smell for like tea bags or Asur. Something to drink. So you're not Shabbat if you're having
no bisamim. No bisamim.
No smelling at all?
Asur. Only be on the kippurim muta. Shabbat Asur. Yeah.
Is there a way to get?
So there is obviously a bigger issue. It's not the end of the world because since it's a Yom Chol, you have all the tefillot, berachot, and whatever you're missing from achila or shtiyah. So you make up with all the Birkot HaTorah, Birkot HaAftarah, answering Amen to those Brachot, just like on Shabbat, gets you Me'abrachot. So says Manana Bet Yosef, in the beginning of Siman,
Memo.
Now he says like this, yeah? What are you saying? Mata Omer. Okay, so moving around, listen carefully. If there's a Brit Milah this year on Tisha B'Av, it's always fun. If there's a Brit Milah this coming Sunday, interestingly, for this year, when Tisha B'Av is Dachui, the Ba'ale Berit, Avi Ben, Sandak, and the Mohel, they are all exempt from fasting on Tisha B'Av. I mean, indeed. Now, Avan, Mekon Makon, Da'at Maran, Takshiv Ata, yeah, Gushkon, you need to Gushkon me. Now he says like this. That's good, right? Gushkon? Yeah. Bikitsur.
What do you plan for your kid? You know, people do plan seals.
No.
You plan for your kid 10 months earlier to be born.
Exactly 9 months
and 8 days before.
Thank
God. That's
good.
The minhag is for such people, even though the Chemesh Moshe brings down, they're allowed to eat even in the morning. The minhag for them is that they pray early mincha, they go take a shower, they go be tovim if they want to, they do the milah, and then they go eat. Everybody.
That's chatzot.
That's a minhag to fast a little bit, even. Meikar adin it's mutar, but. They wait until Mincha to do it. That's what Marana Bet Yosef brings down in Siman Tav Kuf Muntet. Now, that being said, everybody else, even if you partake in the Milah, you're not done fasting. You're not the Ba'ale Berit. What do you do with Seudat Mitzvah if there's a Milah? Anytime there's a Berit Milah on a fast day, what do you do with the Seudat Mitzvah?
You don't have
Seudat Mitzvah. Ma pito are you saving money? No. After. You break the fast on the Seudat Mitzvah. Zil. Now, Matashoyim. Vadai, but not because she's Ba'ale Berit. Because what? Yoledet is patur for 30 days. Yeah, and by definition, the Milah on Tisha B'Av is the 8th day, so she's still Yoledet, she's patur. Yep. Mm-hmm. Huh? Doesn't matter. They would do it on Tisha B'Av, they would do the Milah, but it doesn't patur. It does not exempt the Ba'ale Berit.
The only time that Tisha B'Av Dachul is poter ba'ale berit is only if it's Mila Bizmana. Only Mila Bizmana. Now, that being said,
are there some things to say that this is the word Dachul? It's Tashlimim for the actual Shabbat, right?
Yes.
So, but the second set has a whole thing every week. Rashi Maran, we discussed this, and he said that the opinion is that if it is Tashlimim for Shabbat's Shabbat, then in some cases, even though it's Peshav till Sunday, he'll be Patur because they're Patur on Shabbat, right?
Yes, it depends what the circumstances are.
Sure. Would that apply in this case? If the Bidna is on Shabbat itself, even though it's Tashlimim, it's not
No, Patur. Let's say he's asking, what happened? There's Milan tomorrow on Shabbat. Yeah? So what do you want to say? I had a Milan on Shabbat. I'm Ba'al Ebrit on Shabbat, which was Tisha B'Av. But we're not fasting today. So you know what? Let me keep my exemption and keep it for tomorrow. It's like a homework pass. You know, trying to, huh? You know, it doesn't work like that. With everybody else. So, now.
It's not a Shabbat. It is a new thing.
Yeah. Again, this is going to be like that. So, Motza'e. Let's move to Motza. I mean, everything else is Zay. You have to be very careful of Motai. During Tisha B'Av, like I told you, the five in Reem, Talmud Torah, important. You got to stick to the things that you're allowed to learn. Obviously, we're sitting on the floor until Chatzot Hayom. Mazen. Madai. All of the halachot, besides for the people who are patur from the Ta'anit this year, Hakol Oto Davar. Now, fast forward to Motza'e. Motza'e Tisha B'Av, Sunday night. Minhag is to make Abdallah. The Minhag is to make Birkat al-Levana, Slicha, right after Tfilat Avit. You do Netilat Yadayim, full Netilat, because you weren't able to do it for the whole day. Then you go and do Birkat al-Levana. Afterwards, you go home. Either you heard Abdallah already, or you didn't, you're making Abdallah now. Abdallah on Motza'e Tisha B'Av on Sunday night is only Borei Pri HaGefen, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. No Besamim. And no nail because it's already not Motzei Shabbat. So that's gone. Cup of wine, and I'm Abdin as you would on Motzei Yom Tov. Same thing. Now, on regular years, Yafin. So again, on regular years, when Tisha B'Av falls out on regular weekday, Motzei Tisha B'Av is the 10th of Av. And you know, the Gemara says the Beit HaMikdash was only set on fire on Tisha B'Av right before Ski'ah. Which means the bulk of the Beit HaMikdash burnt when? The 10th of Av. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, why didn't we fast on the 10th of Av? Says the Gemara, Atchalta Depur Amuta Adifa. Which means that the beginning of when it started to burn is what is most intense. But really, we keep some Dina Averut on the 10th of Av as well. For instance, we usually don't eat meat the whole day according to Maran, the Chatzot according to the Rama. Also, according to Ashkenazim, they don't wash and they don't shave and they don't do laundry until Chatzot of the 10th. This year, Motzei Tisha B'Av is not going to be the 10th of Av. It's already going to be the 11th of Av. Lachen, even for Ashkenazim, kulam mutarim lachen. Everything is mutar. Which means this year, if you want to break your fast on meat, it's a mutar. I'm not saying it's also take it easy a little bit. By the way, health wise, a lot of people make a mistake that right after the fast, they pound food. They eat like there's no tomorrow. They're hungry. It's a big mistake. Why? Let me explain to you. When you fast, the stomach is a very, very interesting organ. The human stomach is about this big. It's a little bit bigger than a pear. What happens is, it's very flexible. When you eat, it expands. Right? That's when you feel, that's why the Rambam says, Mefurash and Nechot De'ot, to eat only 3/4 of your fill. He always says to leave a quarter. I'm not sitting there measuring, but you feel that you're still not full yet. Stop. So then I'm stop there. Because if you fill yourself to capacity, that can lead to illnesses. What happens is, when you fasted all day, your stomach constricts. It's very, very small. Then if you eat a lot right away, it expands very fast and it can make you feel very, very ill. Eat slowly. Things that nourish you. I'm not saying if you want to eat meat, it's a beseder, but what? What's the Persian applesauce that they have after the fast?
Oh, the right seed.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The applesauce. Anyway, Bikitsur.
Abu Desir.
Yeah. Anyway, Bikitsur. So, Zetov. Is that hot or cold?
Cold.
Zetov, Zetov. With the rose water and the Zachin, Zetov. No. Yeah. I ate it one time, so I said it. Now, you said.
Is the thing called crapulence in English?
Crapulence? What?
That's the thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The Persian color,
Dafardim?
Damkardim. Yeah, called Sikkim.
Toto.
Damkardim is the best.
Yeah. Kol makom, Rabotai. This year, Tisha B'Av, like any other year, B'zot Hashem, I'll speak about it more on Sunday. It's very, very, very mesugal. Especially this year, we're already coming up to the Motzei Shavuot. Shmita, the Gemara tells us Meforash, the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, says, Shishit Kolot. During the sixth year of the Shmita cycle, there's tensions of war. Shavuot, Milchama. During the seventh year, there's wars. Motzei Shavuot, Ben David Ba. When I says Motzei Shavuot, right after the Shmita year, that's when Mashiach comes. So now, unfortunately, we haven't been zopen until now, but every time it happens, it becomes more and more mesugam. So it's a big time for tefillah. It's a time for tefillah also not to forget. The Chachamim put us into perspective, not because they want us to suffer. They want to put our minds to, you know, to focus on what's really the thing. So, Rabotai, B'ezrat Hashem, will continue on Sunday. There's just a little bit of the... Any questions on Tisha B'Av before we finish? Yes, Mutar. Oh, good. Preferably not to take a haircut and shave today. It's better just to enter Tisha B'Av kacha menuval. You know what's menuval? Not this time. Enter unkempt is a good word. I remember all my rabbin. Person should do something. You know, usually Rabbanim walk around with whatever, a tie, something, kashuv. All my Rabbanim always, they always took off their ties for Tisha B'Av. Why tie? That took off. Why ties? Yane. A tie is supposed to be ma? Beged shel chashivut. What are you wearing beged shel chashivut for Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is supposed to wear gadim shel avenim. Kulanu avenim Tisha B'Av. So it's, even though this year it's a dachui, mikol makom, person should do something to be minavil tatzim. Yeah? A lot of people, unfortunately, they come to shul, and on Tisha B'Av, you see them like a brick wall. They come, read Megillat Echa, Kinot, Klum. It's like you're talking to a rock. It's very important. Very important. A person doesn't shed tears on Tisha B'Av, he doesn't realize what we lost at Beit HaMikdash. You read the Megillat Echa, frightening things. You read the Kinot, Hashem Yirachem V'Yatzir. The Tzad Hashkina, I'll end off with the Cheshbon. There's machloket, what year the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. There's a siman to remember. It's kim'at all of the poskim against the Rambam. Most poskim say that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed in the year 68 of the Common Era, which is minyan b'riyat ha'olam in the year 3828. Okay? You make the cheshbon. Yeah? The way to remember it is always to take 68 is chayim. When you take chayim, when you take 68... away from the Christian date, it's not a civil date, it's a Christian date, right, which is 2022 minus Chaim, minus 68 is how much?
1954.
1954, 1,954 years ago, about 2,000 years. Da'at Rambam is that the Churban was 1 year later. The way he explains it in several places, in the Akdama of Mishneh Torah, and also in Hilchot Shmitot V'Yavlot, the Rambam writes that the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed in the year 69 of the Common Era. Not 3828, rather 3829. So according to the Rambam, it's not going to be 1954. It's going to be 1953. Either way is fine. Most Minhag HaOlam is decanted based on the other poskim. Ha? Huh? 1955. 1 year later. So 1955. Yeah? So that's with regards to that. Ram Shaneh, Mikol Makom. That's what it is. Be'ezat Hashem, she'ibaneh Beit HaMikdash mi'mera b'yamenu. Still time. Yeah, Be'ezat Hashem. Unfortunately, Eliyahu Navi and Mashiach don't arrive on a Friday, the Gemara tells us. So it's not to disrupt Am Yisrael from their Shabbat preparations. They certainly don't come on Shabbat. Why? Right? They don't want to cause Chilul Shabbat, but they can come on Tisha B'Av. So hopefully, Be'ezat Hashem, you never know. Yeah, that's what they say. La'avdil elef alfei avdalot. Last week they had this big thing, Mega Millions. Wow! Somebody won.
Yeah.
Yeah? Mega Millions. They don't know what the real Mega Millions is. You know, what's the motto for the lotto? What's their thing? Hey, you never know. So the lotto is Mashiach. Mashiach Tzidkenu comes. That's the Mega Millions. Mashiach Tzidkenu comes, everything else. Nothing else has any chashivut. If you look...
Mashiach, we know. with Mashiach, we know, we just don't know when.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, you never know when it'll come. There's a pasuk in the Navi, it says, Pit'om yavo ha'adon asher atem bakshim. The way Mashiach comes, it's pit'om. Quickly, they say, ha'da'at. You're not expecting it. When you least expect and things look the darkest, Hashem says, it's showtime. Rabotai, prepare for it. I'm going to talk to you on Sunday, Be'ezat Hashem, about how to prepare for Mashiach. Mash, how to prepare. How to be ready. Because since Mashiach is going to come, b'seh ha'da'at, you have to prepare beforehand. Most people don't know how to prepare for Mashiach. Most people, when he comes, they will be severely unprepared. I'll teach you b'ezat Hashem on Sunday how to prepare adequately for Mashiach. So that when he comes, you're ready to rock and roll. B'ezat Hashem. Mukhan? B'ezat Hashem. So, let's say something on the Parsha, and we'll call it a day. Mikey, what time on Sunday?